Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 here in Building 17 with Kirupa Chinnathambi. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Good. Well, we've got something new to talk about.
Something new, yes. You know, we have a new CLI for our Apache Cordova tooling that we've been really working on called Taco.
Well, why do you call it Taco?
Taco, you know, we all love tacos.
Of course.
Who doesn't love tacos?
I do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, everyone loves tacos, but it's also short for Tools for Apache Cordova. It's like a play on the words and the acronyms.
Got it.
So, you know, basically, if you go to taco.tools, you can learn all about what we're going to be showing you in a few moments.
So when is the scenario when you would use the CLI?
Basically, if you like CLIs and you've been working with CLIs and you are happy with them, mm-hmm. by all means, you should use the CLI.
And it's also in the case when you don't have Visual Studio, right?
Correct. You don't have Visual Studio. If you're in this case, you know, I'm going to be demoing this on a Mac where Visual Studio, the full Visual Studio, doesn't quite exist.
All right. Well, let's see how it works, bud.
Absolutely. So the way you install Taco is by just typing npm install taco CLI. It's a node package. Everything is set up. And we have documentation and everything that helps you get up and running. But what I'm going to do right now is just talk a little bit about just building a small app and getting it, you know, running on the iOS simulator. So what Taco really is, you know, you have the Onyx CLI, you have the Cordova CLI, you have all these CLIs already for building these Cordova apps. And what we're really trying to do is saying, you know, by all means, use these CLIs, but we have some cool features in our CLI as well that you can use, you know, you can interoperate with the other tools as well to build an application. And I'm going to talk to some of those features as well. So to launch Taco, just type in T-A-C-O. And a few moments later, you will get our, you know, a little screen. We have like a cool ASCII art logo and all that stuff
of
going.
Of course, you know. Well, if you don't have the ASCII art logo, it's not.
No, you might as well
legit.
Just like, you know, pack up your bag and go home.
That's right.
You know? So we have a lot of commands, you know, useful for creating a Cordova project, from creating to managing your actual project you created to building an emulation and all of that. So what we do is that we, under the covers, pass all these commands to Cordova itself. So if you're creating a project and we're not doing anything specific to optimize that workflow, under the covers, you're actually calling the Cordova CLI equivalent of create as well.
So
what you're really creating is not our flavor, our version of the project. It is actually what Cordova would normally create, you know, by default for you.
I see.
You just, you know, get some nicer end-to-end functionality, which I'll show you in a few moments. So let me go and create a project. Taco create, let's call this one Hi Seth, you know, in one word.
Nice.
And in a few moments, you'll see that we have a project created for us. One of the things we do that I absolutely love is that we give you the section called Quick Tips and Commands.
Right.
We give you some guided help on where you can go next to, you know, continue building your application. So if you're not sure what to do next, well, the first thing is you probably want to change your directory to the folder your project currently is in. Let me just type in Hi Seth, and now I'm in that folder that my project is currently set up for.
So we're looking at a Taco platform add. What does that mean?
So in order to build for Cordova, build an application in Cordova, you must add the platforms you want to target. So the platforms would be iOS, Android, Windows, and so on.
I see. And then, for example, Taco plugin add, what is that?
It adds the plugins, the little components that allow you to hook into native device capabilities.
Got it.
By writing little JavaScript functionality.
So in essence, this is like exactly what you'd be doing in Visual Studio, except you got to type some stuff in.
Correct. Correct. You got to type some stuff in.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do first is, what I want to do is, you know, we have functionality we call kits. And what kits solve is a problem around how do you manage your application when you have multiple versions of plugins, multiple mm-hmm. versions of Cordova platforms, and Cordova versions themselves. And the challenge is that, you know, Cordova comes with a new version. Fantastic. I want to migrate to it. But when I do that, I realize that my barcode scanner no longer works, or that my Android platform has some changes that aren't compatible with this version of Cordova.
I see.
And migrating to a new platform is painful. It's, you know, it's just like many things that you might do. You don't have full control over the end-to-end of this. So what we're doing is we have something called Kit, and what kits are really validated snapshots in time. We actually do the heavy lifting and saying, okay, new version of Cordova is out. We're going to go ahead and test all these various scenarios so you don't have to test them for you. I'm going to give you a snapshot of the quality at the end of it. We say,
nice.
Okay, these things don't work, these things do work. If these are important to you, you may not want to migrate to this platform. But if these things are not important to you and your application is totally not reliant on these things, go ahead and update and you'll totally be fine. So let me first, you know, create a project. Let me go and just type in kit. And so what we have right now by default, we give you two versions of the kit right now. What we're using right now is 1.0.0. And that's based on Cordova CLI version 5.1.1.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have version that targets 5.2.0. But before I actually, you know, let's say I want to update to this kit, I can do that. But before that, let's actually take a look at what exactly goes inside Taco Kit, you know, 2.0. Taco Kit select dash dash kit. A little bit of typing here. I'm basically just typing in the command needed to inspect what all goes on in here. Oh, in this case, I've actually updated my project itself. Let me go to taco kit help. So I didn't want to do that yet, just yet, but I've already done it. So what I've just done is upgraded my entire project to use taco kit 2.0. So I'm going to taco kit help. And so what I want to do is actually view the version of what I'm doing. And notice that our help is actually, you have your usual boilerplate. Here's the command. Here are the options you can type in. But we also give you examples, so you don't have to worry about actually having to parse this information and type it in yourself. In fact, I'm just going to copy this directly. You know, why type when you can just copy it?
Sure.
Right? Exactly. So in this case, you can actually see that for Cordova, the platform versions are listed for you right here. The plugins are listed for you right here. And you can also view more information on the website that we have that gives you like a table of all the things that work and don't work. But what I've just done is I've upgraded to a new version of the kit, which means that I've upgraded to a new version of CLI. And when I add new platforms, add new plugins, this is the version of things that are going to be added for you. And the takeaway is that we've done some validation to make sure that these things work just fine, so you don't have to worry about it.
That's nice. So if you are considering migrating to a newer version of Apache Cordova, the situation is probably going to arise where some of the plugins or other things are not going to necessarily work, and you're going to go through this hassle of trying to validate everything. We've already done that. We've assembled a series of kits that say all of this stuff will work together.
Correct. Okay. And right now we have two kits, but you can imagine as more versions of Cordova come out, as more versions of platforms come out, we'll create more versions of kits as well. All right, so now that we've migrated our project to use this particular version of the kit, 2.0, which is based on the Cordova CLI 5.2, let's go and just add a platform. I'm going to build for iOS because I'm on iOS right now. So let's do taco platform add iOS. And once I've done that, you'll see that in a few moments that all of the platforms get added. In this case, iOS gets added to my application. And now it's pretty much, I'm at the home stretch. At this point, I could open this project in my favorite code editor. It could be Sublime, it could be VS Code, it could be, text edit for all that you want. Make modifications to your application. And then you'd basically use our tool, say taco build iOS. Just go and build the application. And under the covers, we take care of all, this looks like almost like matrix style of floating by. But what we're really doing is, building the IPA package that you need for building for iOS in this case. And then from here on out, you can just go ahead and, in this case, the build succeeded because all of the components are installed for you. Oftentimes, though, your computer might not be configured properly. You might have Xcode installed. You might not have some of these dependencies set up. And that is something that, we've heard from people time and time again that that's one of the things that makes building for Cordova very difficult is having your machine properly configured. And so one of the things that we've done is we added a feature called install rex. So let me go back to taco help and just show you the command. So install rex basically allows you to install all the third-party dependencies that you need to build. So what we do is that we piggyback on Cordova's check rex functionality, which I added very recently, that tells you, these things are currently missing in your system. We go one step further. We say, these things are missing, and we will go ahead and install them for you. So for example, in this case, my machine is properly set up already, but I could just type in taco install rex, type in iOS, for example. And when I do that, we'll say that, there's actually a dependency that needs to be installed on my system, iOS deploy, and the latest version is not there. Do I want to proceed with installation? Absolutely. Why would I not? And let me enter my password.
ABC123.
ABC123.
So in this case, you didn't even know that you had a dependency missing.
Correct.
And if you were to try to deploy, everything would have just not worked.
Yeah, this is not like theatrics for the camera. I genuinely did not know that I was missing this dependency. And I ran it, and we detected that was a new version of it, and we took care of it for you. We installed it, and we give you a notification that says, hey, everything seems to be just fine.
Very nice.
And it says, please reset the command prompt. But what I'm going to do is, I don't think it's going to rely on iOS deploy. But if it does, we can reset the command prompt and try it.
Sure.
All right. So now I am confident that my app is ready for building for iOS. Let me just build it one more time just to make sure that anything new that we did add about. Okay, no. We're in good shape. And now I guess to taco emulate iOS. If I had a physical device attached, I do the run command. Emulate runs it on the simulator. So I'm going to hit enter. And you'll see in a few moments, the simulator will launch. You can see the simulator right here. And okay, why not? I have no idea what the prompt says, but I never worry about
it. Yeah, we shouldn't worry about that stuff at all.
No, it's totally fine.
I winked at that, by the way.
Yeah. So you hear, lower your application ready. Your Cordova application, as it would look if you were to run your device, is now running on your simulator, all from the CLI.
That's nice. So if you want to add, for example, the Ionic stuff using Taco, is there a way to do that?
There's no way to use the Ionic functionality via Taco right now. But the way Ionic works is that you can actually use the Ionic CLI, open the exact same project, make modifications, like add services to it, add, you know, add custom components to it, and then we'll just coexist just nicely with it. Because, well, in the way I look at it, all these tools are doing is that you have your project files on disk. We really don't care too much about the source code and the things that are in your project. We do everything around it, basically. Like, how do you start off your project? How do you build your project? How do you manage it? Like, you know, like Ionic has like their online source depot equivalent where you can manage your projects.
So it's more of like make sure everything is properly configured and set up so that you can actually run these things.
Correct. Correct.
All right. Well, this is awesome. And it's just coming out today, tomorrow. When's it coming out?
Well, you know, it's coming out around, you know, the middle of September. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if your video comes out then, it's going to be now.
Fantastic. Well, everyone should go look at that. It's taco.tools. You can go take a look at that. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Seth.
And if you want to use the CLI to build Apache Cordova apps, we've made it a lot easier. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.